Good morning and welcome. Last week we were a little late, so this week we're a little early. Had to make up for it. We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. And we also have the teen room at the end of the hall in the middle of the church is playing the live stream of the service. So if you have a kid that is too old for the nursery, too young to be sitting still, you're welcome to take advantage of that this morning. The praise team is looking for a drummer, so if you're interested in drumming and helping out the praise team, you can talk to Charlie or Nancy about that. If you don't know who Charlie or Nancy are, you can find somebody else. They'll point you to them. The executive committee meeting is on October 10th, and that'll be after Sunday school in room 1. And there are also some containers, some Tupperware, and some other bowls on the table out there in the fellowship hall. So if you want to take a look at that to see if you might have left a bowl or a Tupperware out there, those are out there this morning. We have youth group tonight at 6 p.m., as always, and we have young adult Bible study at Kelly and I's house, and that'll be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We also have Club Rock going on, so if you have your registration forms in, that's great. If not, please grab one. They're in the Club Rock mailbox out in the foyer. We are missing a few still. So are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship is Titus 3, 4 through 7. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not only because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Good morning, and welcome to the worship service. We're grateful that you have chosen to join us today, as well as those online. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to open our service with number 530, Saved, Saved. Number 530, the words will be up on the screen or in your hymn books. If you'll stand with me, please.
Hey. power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life is now sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved.
If you would greet one another and let others know that you're glad they're here today. Again, good morning. We are grateful for those that are visiting with us. I know we've had activities in town, and we're grateful for those that have come back for those, for homecoming. This is our time for our prayer requests and praises. Continue to pray. Taylor Whiff is here with us today, and grateful that he is at least moving better than last Sunday. And so we continue to pray for Taylor and his healing. And then notes from April and Ron Haig. April got out of the hospital a little bit early. She's been dealing with pneumonia because of COVID. Ron, some of the other COVID issues, but he doesn't have any blood clots in his lungs, and she really thinks they'll be a little more up and around and able to be back with us next Sunday. And then yesterday, notification that former pastor John Rasko passed away yesterday. And so we pray for Frida and the family, and knowing it's been a rough couple of months, and Pastor John's health has always been a little rough since he left here, but he is now fully healed, but we pray for Frida and the family as they make decisions and plans. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Aaron. Well, Aaron's request is for Grandmother Elsie Welsh. She is in the hospital here in Miller, and one, seeing what the future plans will be for her, but we'll pray that for wisdom for the family, but also for healing, that she would be restored to health. Any other prayer requests or praises?
I was trying to pray.
Well, welcome.
You know where you're old. You graduated from high school 40 years ago.
I'm glad you said that, Dave, because you can get away with more things. But but we are grateful that you have come back. Seeing all the festivities with homecoming, it's a wonderful opportunity to reconnect. The toilet paper just looked wonderful throughout. I'm just glad it wasn't in my yard yet, depending on the wind. Terry, you had a...
I have my first cataract surgery in the morning, so hopefully it goes well.
So Terry will be having cataract surgery tomorrow morning. Where will that be, Terry?
In here.
Okay. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, June. Wonderful. That is, we'll pray for continued healing as for Rich's complete recovery and for Terry as he has surgery. Any other requests? Heidi. We continue to pray for Rick as he travels back and forth from Texas and Florida, and then this week a little extra excitement in getting to the airport with two flat tires, one being the spare. And so grateful that he is well. I'm sure the car will it'll all come out in the wash. We will pray that God protects the four tires that are there. The other three will. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Ernie was out antelope hunting in western South Dakota, and just the reminder of how the drought has truly affected our state. And so we pray for those livestock producers out west. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities that we have to come together to fellowship around your word and through song. We thank you for the opportunities of giving. We remember that all that we have is from you, and the opportunities we have to give back both of our time and of our finances. We ask that you would use the finances that are given to further your kingdom building here in our community, our state, and around the world. Father, we look at outside and just the reminder of the drought that we have been facing and the seriousness here, but also for the rest of our state. And we pray for those, for the farmers and ranchers across the state that you've told us that you will provide, and that you are one who watches over each person, whether they acknowledge you or not. And that is a part of your love for us and for your creation. We pray for those farmers and ranchers that are dealing with what to do with livestock, with the lack of hay and grass and pasture. Father, give them wisdom. Provide for their needs. And we lift up the requests for health. We pray that you would continue to heal Taylor, and grateful he is here with us this Sunday, and he's had a very eventful week. Pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors and help the stiffness and soreness to ease and go away. Father, we continue to pray for April and Ron Haig, that you would heal them, that you would protect their boys and continue to strengthen them. Father, we pray for Elsie Welsh in the hospital, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and know the long-term effects that COVID can have with some individuals. We pray that you would place your healing hand upon her. We also think of Diane and just the long-term issues that for some that COVID has brought. Father, we pray that you would strengthen and bring healing. We are grateful for how you watch over each one of us in our travels. We sometimes take that for granted. We're grateful for how you watched over Rick and gave him the opportunity to get his tires fixed, but also protection on the freeway. Continue to pray for his safety and travels as he goes back and forth from Florida to Dallas. We are grateful also for those that have come back for homecoming and the opportunity to reconnect. We just pray that the time spent here would be honoring to you, as well as just the connecting and seeing how God has led through the past. Father, we pray for Terry as he has cataract surgery tomorrow, that you would guide the doctors, bring healing, and we're grateful for how you watched over Rich and the healing you've brought so far and the vision that he has had restored. Pray that you would continue to heal his body. Father, we pray for the Rasko family. We're grateful for the years of ministry that John and Frida had here in our midst, and for guiding our church through the building process, and to see your faithfulness demonstrated here over and over again. And Father, he is completely healed, and the hope that we have in Christ, that he is in your presence. But for Frida and their family, that you would help them through this time of grief. Give them wisdom. Help Frida with the loneliness as well as the emptiness of John not being here. We thank you that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of your saints. And so we just ask that you would, in this time of grief, would be an ever-present help for them. Father, we pray continually for Grace and Stephen May, thankful for the addition to their family, that you would watch over them, for her work with Navigators as it's taken up by others, that you would give the others the strength and wisdom to step in, and for her on maternity leave, that she would heal from the issues that she's had through pregnancy, that you would continue to watch over her and the baby, and just knit that family together. We thank you for her service for you, and just ask that you would continually bless them. For our country, we continue to pray that you would give wisdom to our leaders, that you would give protection to our servicemen and women that are serving around the world and at home, and especially as those in the South Dakota National Guard are getting activated for different duties around the world and down in Texas, that you would protect and provide for their families, especially with the distance for their soldiers being away. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have of seeing how you're working around the world, and for our other missionaries that we support, that you would continue to provide, that you would prove yourself faithful over and over again. For our opportunities this morning, that we would honor and glorify you in everything that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. This morning we have the opportunity to rock a precious little girl. She started her life out in the NICU in Sioux Falls just a year ago. And now she has just grown up and just has such a neat little personality. The Community Church of St. Lawrence has a tradition of rocking the little ones in the cradle. And what this does is put their name on the Sunday school roll call. And so this morning we're going to rock. Ooh. Lauren. Lauren Bell Kettlehut and welcome her to our Sunday School program. And, you know, for me, this is a little bit emotional. I'm sorry about that. but it really is a special time. I finally get to rock our first granddaughter. And it also is a third generation cradle rocking. I was rocked in the cradle, Colton was rocked in the cradle, and now Lauren. So God has really been good to us. So we invite Colton and Michaela and all of our family that would like to come forward. We're going to rock Lauren in the cradle. While they're making their way up here, I'd like to share a couple readings. One comes from Mark 10:16, and it is, they brought the young children to him, and they took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And I truly believe this is what he has done with Lauren and our family. Another poem that I would like to read is called The Gift of a Child. God has blessed the union of a husband and a wife with a beautiful little girl, bringing joy into their lives. For children are blessings sent from God above, a precious gift heaven sent, an expression of God's love. And the foundation of this love, may this little girl grow, discovering the truths of God to one day come to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of all and has an awesome plan, a destiny only she can fulfill as she takes God by the hand, walks with him every day with God's vision for her life and godly passion to fulfill the commission of Jesus Christ. So now we're going to rock Lauren in the cradle. There's a blanket here tied by the Women's Outreach. And while we're rocking her, we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. And so Janelle will play for us, and I need your help in doing that, please.
This is a wonderful opportunity we have of welcoming not only one into Sunday school, but also dedicating two parents, Colton and Michaela. And it's one of those unique things of I've been around long enough that Colton was just on his way finishing up high school. And now to see he and Michaela come back and to be a part of our fellowship, we come for a dedication. And these two parents follow in the footsteps of Hannah from the Old Testament as she dedicated Samuel, and Jochebed as she dedicated Moses. And this event for Lauren is something she won't remember. There'll be pictures. I see cameras and such going on. But it's more for you, Colton and Michaela, to dedicate yourselves. There is no extra grace presented to Lauren. She will, as God's timing, be led to salvation. But the parents come to dedicate, and the words of Scripture from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go to late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gates. So a couple of questions for both you, Colton and Michaela. Do you, Colton and Michaela, affirm that you are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you acknowledge that this dedication of your child is not a saving ordinance or act, but your child will need to receive Christ as Savior through a personal decision when she is old enough? Do you promise with God's help to raise your child in the training of God's word and the community of the church, to pray with and for Lauren, and to live before her as Christian parents who are yourselves subject to the Lord? Do you promise to avail yourselves of all the means of grace and to do your utmost to lead your child to a knowledge of Christ at an early age? Now, we have the opportunity of also having grandparents up here, which is also makes it a special time. As Psalm 103 says, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts." The scripture is clear that those who raise their children in obedience to God and in righteousness carry forth a great legacy into future generations. King David of Israel was the grandson of Obed and the great-grandson of Ruth and Boaz, sterling examples of trust and faith. The gospel writers are careful to record the genealogy of Jesus because he was influenced by his parents' forebears. The apostle Paul commended Lois, the grandmother of Timothy, for the faith she transmitted. So grandparents, by presence and example, can influence subsequent generations for righteousness. These grandparents, Mark and Therese and Dale and Lori, having raised their children to love and serve the Lord, commit themselves to support and encourage Colton and Michaela as they raise Lauren. So my question to you all, do you acknowledge before Christ and his church that you desire to live an example of righteousness and faith to this child? Now the third component is us as a congregation. And so this is what I ask of the congregation. Do you solemnly promise before God and one another that with God's help and guidance, you will support these parents with your prayers as they seek to fulfill their responsibilities to this child? And do you promise to assist them by providing encouragement, counsel, and ministries to guide them in the way of godliness? If so, answer, we do. If you would stand for the prayer of dedication, please. Kind of attached to the grandma's necklace. Hey, hey there. It's been a while since I held a little one. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the children you bless us with, and we pray for Lauren Bell that you would lay your hand upon her, that you have already proven yourself so faithful, that as she grows, that she would come to know you as her Savior, that she would trust you early in her life, that you would help her to grow to be a godly woman. Father, I pray for Colton and Michaela that through the hardships and the joys of parenting, that they would always see your hand at work. I thank you for grandparents that provide godly examples. Father, we just dedicate her to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Colton and Michaela, on behalf of the church, we provide you with a certificate of dedication to remember this time, and blessings upon all of you and your family. It is wonderful to see our nursery continue to stay full. That is one of the signs that God continues to bless and bring young families, as to see our Sunday school departments full as well. If you will take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 340, "I Lay My Sins on Jesus." I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. We'll sing together number 340.
sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the cursed load. I bring my guilt to Jesus to wash my crimson stains. White in his blood most precious, till not a spot remains. I lay my wants on Jesus, all fullness dwells in him. He heals all my diseases, he doth my soul redeem. I lay my griefs on Jesus, my burdens and my cares. He from them all releases, he all my sorrows shares. I long to be like Jesus, meek, loving, lowly, mild. I long to be like Jesus, the Father's holy child. I long to be with Jesus amid the heavenly throng, to sing with saints his praises, to learn the angels' song.
Very good singing. You may be seated.